son, do not forget my teaching. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. So you will find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in Christ with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. My personal translation of Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1 and verses 3 through 6. The book of Proverbs is a phenomenal treasure to the church, and one which we maybe don't give enough heed to in these latter days. It's a little hard to access the Old Testament in general as a Christian. It's not that it's not good for you, but it's like you need a certain key to unlock it sometimes. And the book of Proverbs, doubly so. It really is split into two parts, an opening section about wisdom, who wisdom is. And in that, by I mean Jesus, right? This is the Word who became flesh and dwelt among us. The Old Testament way of thinking about Him was as the wisdom of God. And the first part of the book is about the value of knowing Him in this way. And you got the last part of the book, maybe a little more famous, where you have a large number of small statements of wisdom, small proverbs, or little blips, and each piece kind of stands alone and by itself. All of it is a treasure to the church, but it's hard to read it straight through because of the way that it's set up like that. One of the things I hope to do here on His time going forward, maybe not every single day, we're going to kind of test it out today, play with it, we'll see how it goes. But I want to bring you a little bit of that wisdom every single morning. And I really don't think there is a more appropriate section, a more pertinent section, a more quoted section, really, than Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. And we just took a few of those pieces here. But imagine now you have Solomon, the great king, the man who's been given wisdom from on high by God Himself, promised to be wiser than any man who ever was. And what does he want to give to his son? His money? His power? His kingdom? No. My son, don't forget my teaching. Don't forget who I tell you God really is. Why? Because what won't depart from you if it's within this teaching? Mercy and truth. My son, Solomon says to his son. My son, the king, says to his son. My son, your father, says to you. Let not the mercy and truth that you know of in the identity of who God is revealed to you. Now, us, in this present time, through the work He's done on the cross, as Jesus, the God who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, even while we were yet enemies with Him, do not let the remembrance that He will also graciously give you all things, be something that you forget, be something that slips away. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. How many things these days do we not write on our hearts? Let's see, for myself, I know I like to play a card game. I won't bore you with the details. It's a nerd card game. I'll spend time memorizing numbers and interactions and plays. I think most men my age probably do that with sports. Nothing wrong with this. Just think about it, though. It's binding it on the tablet of your heart. And the question is not, can I bind recipes on the tablet of my heart? The question is, do I bind the Word of God on my tablet, on the tablet of my heart? Or have I forgotten to do that? And this is the admonition that Solomon is given. Do that too. Do that more. Don't let the Word of God depart from you, because in this word you will find favor, grace, right? God's good disposition toward you, a smiling God. You will find favor and a good understanding in the sight of God and man, it says. And Luther reminds us of this. If you know the Ten Commandments well, not just that you can repeat them or maybe answer, you know, what three of them are if asked on the street by Jay Leno. If you actually study them, confess them, speak them to yourself every day, at least once in the morning, think about what they mean, learn them as the Catechism teaches them. Once you have that, Luther says you're equipped to judge all things. Now, he doesn't mean you can judge God or you can look down on other people. He means you'll be able to know the difference between right and wrong in every situation. You'll be able to apply God's wisdom to your life. You will find good understanding in the sight of God and men. Does that mean that all men will agree? No. No, the unbeliever will never agree with Scripture. The natural man will reject the fullness of God's law and his gospel, but nonetheless, you will prove yourself wise to those who are, well, looking for wisdom, to those who are looking for peace. You will stand apart, that's what holy means, set apart from this age of decay by a knowledge of the truth. Bind it around your neck, Solomon says. Don't let it depart from you. Cling to this, the heart of which, of course, again, is the mercy of Christ. So trust in the Lord with all your heart is what the Old Testament says. I said trust in Christ a few moments ago because there's no difference. The Lord, the God of the Old Testament, is our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we call him the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is Lord means Jesus is the God of the Old Testament. There is, of course, the mystery of the Trinity, our Father who art in heaven, and the Holy Spirit who proceeds from both Father and Son. I think the key to remember is you never get to either Father or Spirit without Jesus. Jesus is the body of the Father. Oh, that's the wrong way to say it. That'd be heresy what I just said. Jesus is the place where the Father presents himself to the world. They are one in a way that we cannot understand. They are distinct as well, but they are one. When Philip says, Jesus, show us the Father, Jesus says, you got to look at me, right? And the Spirit comes from Father and Son to give you all the things of the Son, to point you to Jesus. The Spirit doesn't point to himself. He points you to Jesus. So that Jesus is where we know God. He is Emmanuel, right? God among us. And this does not deny the deity of the Father and the Son. It only means that he is the one mediator between God and man. So to say trust in the Lord with all your heart is to say trust in Jesus Christ with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. How little do we believe that today, right? I mean, isn't the statement, that's just your opinion, effectively the statement, I lean on my understanding, right? And that's the way that we counter almost everything we disagree with in the Scriptures, at least the world does today. And we push aside anybody who would challenge what we think, far from what the Proverbs will tell us later, that a wise man welcomes a rebuke because it's a chance to learn. We flee from it. We see it as a source of conflict. We cannot disagree without believing it's an emotional catastrophe that needs to be put down, like children crying on the playground. Lean not on your own understanding, Solomon says to his son. Know that you're born a fool, because that's the only way to be given wisdom. The first step out of folly into wisdom is to acknowledge the folly and seek the one who is wise, which is why the Proverbs are so valuable to us. In all your ways, acknowledge him, the Lord, Christ, and he will make your path straight. He will come to you by means of the way he chooses, which is word and sacrament, and he will make a level path for you, not in the way you would necessarily choose. You would choose a level path to a larger bank account, right? A level path to an easier afternoon. He will make a level path to paradise, which will seem bumpy in the world in some ways, but it won't be bumpy in his eyes, because every bump here will put you back into a place where you need to see him, where you need to acknowledge him, where you need to pray his prayers, where you need to come to his Psalter, we need to know his wisdom. That's the straight path that is laid down for you, oh, so clearly, in the death and resurrection of Jesus. So awesomely, might I say, so terrifyingly, wonderfully, the level path of grace alone, by which he will hold you into eternity. My son, do not forget. Let not that mercy and truth forsake you. Bind who Jesus is and what he's done, that theology, that knowledge of God, around your neck, and he will make your paths straight. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news. Next, we're going to have Stephen Starkey's hymn, We Praise You and Acknowledge You, O God. And we'll be back on the other side of this break for a little more Old Testament this morning. See you in a minute.